In rural southern Georgia, there aren't too many economic bright spots, but one of the few is the solar industry, specifically solar farming. Now, Georgia does more of that than 42 other states do. But an international trade case over solar panel imports had its first hearing this week, and that could put an end to the boom in South Georgia. WABE's Johnny Kaufman reports solar farmers and county officials are pretty worried about this.
Decatur County's economy has sputtered since the recession. That's when it lost about 16% of its jobs. And that meant the small county in the southwest corner of the state was getting fewer tax dollars. Chairman Pete Stevens says at one point, the budget came up $1 million short.
If you're not growing, you're dying. And we were dying, and it was time to start living again.
Steven stands in the shade under a small patch of trees and looks out on one massive sign of life in his county. The South Georgia sun hits a field of solar panels covering nearly a square mile. He says this farm is worth $1 million in taxes for the county each year.
These solar panels tilt with the sun. It's a welcome sight here in Decatur County.
And Stevens would like to see more of them, but two new projects stalled recently because the developers aren't sure they can make money anymore on solar. They worry solar panels will get a lot more expensive. Panels are cheap right now thanks to a flood of imports from Asia, but two U.S. companies that make panels are pushing for the feds to change that.
We're being harmed by a global surge from around the world.
Tim Brightbill is a lawyer for Solar World. That's one of the companies, and the other is Georgia-based Suniva. Brightbill says all the cheap imports are ruining solar manufacturing in the U.S.
If we want renewable energy to grow and flourish in the future, then we need to have that manufacturing here.
Suniva and Solar World want tariffs. That would make imported solar panels more expensive, but the companies say it would help them compete and create more jobs. Solar analyst Corey Honeyman estimates tariffs would double the price of panels and hurt the entire industry. He's with GTM Research.
Collectively, up to 50% of the U.S. solar market is at risk of being lost over the next 5 years.
Honeyman says higher panel prices would hit solar farming in Georgia especially hard. That's because most of the solar farms here are really big, so the cost of panels is multiplied. And unlike other states, there's nothing in Georgia law to keep the solar boom going. The decision about tariffs ultimately falls to President Trump. Despite his pro-manufacturing and pro-fossil fuels rhetoric, Honeyman says don't try to predict what Trump will do.
I think it would be naive to have any sense of what will happen.
Solar advocates have joined conservative pro-business groups like the Heritage Foundation to stop tariffs. Back in Decatur County, Tommy Dollar looks over some of the panels he's installed near his agriculture business. He says solar has been a boost for a lot of farmers in the area. They've put in small arrays in the corners of their fields.
We're just farmers. We harvest crops in sunlight.
He likes the idea of people making solar panels in the U.S. because it would mean more jobs here, but not if it jacks up the cost of panels. Dollar says President Trump should think carefully before he decides on tariffs.
Don't shoot the dog just to get rid of a flea or two.
Dollar says most small farmers can survive if the cost of solar panels goes up, but he worries about what it would mean for the future of his rural community that's come to depend on the solar industry. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News, Decatur County.